Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 176. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Heck yeah.
It's mini. It's bite size.
It's just a baby. Just a tiny baby. Just a baby. Little mini, right? Mm-hmm. We love our minis.
I think we do.
We're getting it close to 200.
Our creepies love our minis. Yeah, we are. 176.
How do you know that they love our minis?
Because they tell us.
They tell
and
us.
And why wouldn't they?
Good grief, Charlie. I know. I mean, good grief, Charlie Brown. Why?
That is kind of assuming.
And the listens keep going up right now.
Yeah.
I assume that's a good way, right?
Speaking of listens, we are downloads. We're up to 866,000.
866.
Wow.
Shoo. Downloads.
It's getting closer to a million.
One million.
Sometime this winter. Looking at January, February.
Nice.
Anyway, just had to throw that in there. We're proud of that. Thank you, creepies, for that. Let's get right to it. What are we talking about, Sean?
Well, this is going to be my pick, so you know it's going to be weird, right? It is the French tickler mummy. Do you believe that? Do you believe there's really a French tickler mummy out there? It's weird. I know. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
You'd come up with this a long time ago, and I was like, what in the heck?
I had the page
French
pulled up.
Mummy.
So I had.
This is a family friendly show.
Well, we did the Oddity Museums one, right?
Yeah,
and
it
came out in that one.
Okay.
Because I don't think I knew it before then, but maybe I did. Who knows? But this was. I just look for weird things, and this is the kind of stuff I find.
Well, you nailed it.
Yeah, I did, right? So this is a clown mummy at the L.A. Oddity Museum. So it is the California Institute of Abnormalities or Abnormal Arts. The CIA, yes, Nate, you told me that earlier, in North Hollywood, California, features a unique attraction. It's a preserved corpse of an American circus performer, Achille Châtelet.
I don't know.
It's all made up anyway, right?
Châtelet?
Châtelet?
I don't do French names.
Châtelet might be right. See, this one, I'm not going to get a hard time. You're not going to give me a hard time on this one. He died in 1912, so when the Titanic sank, basically, and requested his body to be put on display in his clown makeup and attire. The CIA was a nightclub and sideshow museum that showcased various oddities and hoaxes, including crypto taxidermy, pickled punks, whatever that means, and vintage banners for sideshow attractions. But the interesting thing is, so there are hoaxes there, but they we're going to talk about this a little bit, that some people claim that this is a hoax, but there have been several experts that have looked at this mummy and said, this is the real deal.
A real body.
A real body.
Achille Châtelet.
Yeah. They do take it out on tour, apparently. And when he's not on tour, he's in the CIA.
When he's not on tour, he likes to lounge and watch TV.
He's basically in a bar, I guess. It's a very serious. It's serious science in this institute and/slash bar.
Says Achille was born in 1886. Came from a family of circus performers in America, so he decided that he would continue his family's legacy and become a clown. So he was only 26 when he passed.
Man. Wow. Yeah, he was young.
Young guy. Young clown.
He still looks quite happy in his state.
Does he?
It's so creepy. Well, he's in his pain.
Very creepy.
One of his wishes was to be displayed wearing his favorite costume. He wished to be embalmed wearing his Shriners Parade costume, which he wore in the first Shriners Parade. And how did he know this? He's 26. He already knew that's how he wanted to be buried.
Know. Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I'm 53 and I have no idea. I don't even care. Just throw me in a burn pile. I don't know.
He is lying there in this, and there's a casket. It's a very ornate, it's actually cheap looking, little casket that's got like rope on the side.
It's very gaudy.
What makes it ornate is
glass top.
People bring him presents and gifts.
Of course they do.
Knickknacks, paddywhacks, and all that stuff.
And they do they give the dog a bone?
And they do give the dog a bone. But one of the videos I watched on this is hilarious. They said that one of the experts pointed out that there is a black hair that you can see up in his nose or sticking out of his nose or something, and that is not something that you could fake.
Interesting.
That would be a detail that I don't think somebody would be like, let's put a fake hair, nose hair. So they said that it is, does appear to be authentic in the way that he was embalmed and preserved. It is preserved him quite well too. With mm-hmm. And when you look at these pictures, even though they're creepy,
very
they said
creepy.
That this, it does go along with the, ways that they would have done this in that time period.
He was embalmed with arsenic and mercury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds pleasant.
That's why they have them under glass.
Very poisonous.
Right. Let's not get around him too much here.
The bad thing, that's how he died.
Well, so the Chateauloup's corpse was, or let's call him Achille, right? His corpse was a prominent fixture at the CIA and is claimed that the owners forgot to retrieve it after leasing it for 6 months in 2002. The body remained at the CIA in a hermetically sealed glass coffin embalmed with arsenic. The LA Weekly newspaper ranked the CIA as the best place to find a dead clown. Well, of course it is. How many places are there? In their Best of LA 2006 list. This says that the CIA is no longer in operation. It closed in July of 2022. The memory of Chateauloup's mummified corpse in clown attire remains a fascinating footnote in the history of Los Angeles' Oddity Museum. So where the heck is he at now?
In Idaho.
Idaho. Utah.
Says his last name, Chateauloup.
Is made up.
Is what we're going to call it. Named as his name is translated from French as the French Tickler. And from various blogs and videos this person read about this performer, Achille was a horrible clown and was not the best performer. However, he did love what he did and said actually he loved being a clown so much that when he died in 1912 from a kidney inflammation, he made some interesting demands in mm-hmm. his will. And that's where we talked about where he wanted to be dressed up in his favorite mm. attire and clown makeup and so forth. So.
According to his history, wow. one of these videos, they said that he was his. He wanted to be a juggler. That was his as a kid. That's what he wanted when he grew up. And his family, which you said, or we talked about, that he was a circus performer. He comes from a circus family, or performing family, I guess. And they told him he was a terrible juggler, and no, you can't be a juggler. And so they said, basically, you're going to have to be a clown because it doesn't take much, apparently. And they said, even then, he was a terrible clown. So
poor kid.
But that's not his real name, so I don't know what his real name was. But he traveled to France, got this French name. In this French, you know, style or whatever, and then kept, you know, people thought he was a French clown, but it's like, no, you're not. So all that was made up too.
The Shriner Parade he was in 1906 was in Detroit, Michigan. And as we've mentioned many times, he was buried in his clown costume and makeup so he could bring smiles to future generations to come.
smiles or is that creepiness?
Yes. Wow.
So, I mean, I look at the picture, Nate, and I just smile. I just, man, what a
Do you know where he belongs, though?
If he's I know where he belongs.
But, in the ground, probably. But
yes, exactly.
He belongs in this place in Barstow, California, which is between Los Angeles and San Diego. Las Vegas and Bakersfield, apparently, or Bakersfield, excuse me. This says it's about a 2-hour drive from those cities. It is the Clown Museum, California Clown Museum, baby. Yeah, there is one. That's where he belongs.
Nice. Yeah, he does.
Put that sucker there.
put that sucker there.
What a bear.
Poor Achille. If that's how you pronounce it.
The French Tigre.
Chateauloup.
He wanted a playful name, apparently.
I mean, the name's kind of cool. Achille Chateauloup.
Wrong. Oh, I think you said it. Oh, my gosh. You said it right. The wrong. Nate, he's trying to get in little obscenities over there. I like it. I'm gonna be careful
what you click on.
I'm going to allow that.
That's family friendly, Nate.
I have not said anything.
The English call it those little blow ticklers. You know, we call them a little. What do we call them, I guess? A little, you know, when you blow them, like party.
Kazoo?
Like, kazoo, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Ooh. And it's got the little. Brruh, brruh,
brruh, brruh. Oh, no. Yeah. That's the British not a kazoo.
That's not a kazoo. Well, yeah, but it's got the. Well, what is it called then? It's a little.
You can.
I can't.
I know what you're talking about, though.
It flaps.
Party favor thing, yeah.
Yeah, but they're called a blow tickler in England.
Blow tickler?
That's all I only know that from.
Again, family friendly.
Yeah, if I have one, I always try to hit you in the face.
Isn't that weird? All of a sudden, I'm just at a loss for what the heck that is.
I got another little story.
Hmm.
And it literally says, another story.
Another story.
Of his preserved body is that when no one claimed the body from the mortician, said a circus bought the body and made up the story. Either way, it's here and it's a little creepy. The last known whereabouts of this body was at the California Institute. Yeah, okay, what we said.
The CIA.
But they closed in 2021. Says, I heard Ripley's Believe It or Not has it, but not 100% sure. So who knows where it is.
We need to know where to find him if we got to put this on the list. So this is why.
I don't know about this one.
You don't want this one out there?
I don't know. So you're more than welcome to go and let us know how it goes.
I'm kind of excited to see the nose hair. I don't know why. Those blow ticklers are called, at least in America, are party horns.
Party horn.
Also known as a party blower or noise maker.
That's
It's pretty anticlimactic.
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
That's kind of boring.
Well, anything else on the French tickler mummy?
No, but I wanted to tell you guys, since we brought it up, do you know where the Ripley's Believe It or Not stuff came from?
Where it came from?
Mm-hmm.
They have a ton around them, because there's one in Myrtle Beach. And
they do. Do you know, Nate?
Nashville.
I did not know this. I'll be honest with you. This is something I only learned within the last few weeks. I think I saved it on my phone.
Yeah, they have a bunch of
Ripley's. Here it is. The Guinness. Oh, no, I said Ripley. No, I don't mean the Ripley's Believe It or Not. Sorry. I meant Guinness Book of World Records.
No, I don't know.
But we were talking about Ripley's, right? Why am I thinking? Did we say the Guinness Book of World Records?
No.
Okay, so this, you saying the Ripley's Believe It or Not made me think of Guinness Book of World Records. You guys know where the Guinness Book of World Records came from?
No.
It was in, I don't, this yeah, has nothing no. to do with anything. It was invented by the Guinness Beer Brewery. They figured a book of verifiable facts would help stop bar arguments. So I looked this up because I'm like, this can't be true. These English guys were talking about, I talk about Monty Python, the swallows or whatever.
Yeah.
It was kind of that, which could fly further or faster or whatever. And they were like, how do we even find this out? And they're like, we need a book to reference to help with bar arguments. And I thought that was hilarious, but I just can't, I came across it. So you see some of these things and you're like, oh, that's fake. Cause you never know. People put crap on there, but it is legitimately the truth. I never knew where the Guinness Book of Records come from.
That is interesting. Had nothing to do with Ripley.
Nothing. But when you said that, I was like, oh yeah, I just thought of something cool to teach everybody.
That's all right. That's
the Gemini in me, right?
That is okay. Anything else on this French tickler mummy?
I don't.
Is absolutely freaking creepy.
Anything else would be obscene, probably, to talk about.
Either of you talk about body not being claimed from the mortician?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. I read that. Yep.
Said that. Yeah. Story might be all made up.
Well, that makes that takes all the air out of the balloon, though. We don't want to do that.
Yeah, Penguins are getting beat 5-1. Daggone it. Oh, sorry, a little score update. Anything else on the French tickler mummy?
I'm not the only one that can take the car off the road, right?
No,
I think we should put it to bed to rest.
That is one man's job, and his name is Nate Laux.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, help us out.
Well, I've had all the tickling I can get. That's a wrap.
Have you?
I'm right there with you, Nate. Right there with you. So thank you, sir. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle Age Mini 176 and our discussion on the creepy, really weird French tickler mummy episode. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.